Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Marchiken esa ilan min habor, esrim b'chamesh ama. A person needs to distance his tree from his friend's pit by at least 25 amos. And the reason for this is because of the roots of the tree should not pierce into the bor and weaken the walls of the bor. Uva charuv uva shikma, when if it's a carob tree or a sycamore tree, chamishim ama, he needs to distance it by 50 amos, and that's because the roots of these two trees are more numerous and significant than those of a standard tree. This is true bein milmala bein minatzad, whether they're equal with each other, they're on the same level with each other, the bor and the tree, or milmala, one is higher than the other. And that is to say, even if the tree, certainly if the tree is higher than the bor, they're going to pierce, the roots are going to pierce into the bor. But even if the bor is above the tree, the concern is that the roots of the tree being underneath the bor could weaken the bottom of the bor. Now, im habor kadam, if the bor was there first, when one man's bor was there first, kotzeitz v'nosin damim. So then he has to cut down the tree because he wasn't supposed to plant it in the first place. However, the owner of the bor needs to pay the owner of the tree for having to cut down his tree. Now, even though he wasn't supposed to plant the tree in the first place, since the damage is not immediate, so even the Chachamim maintain that even when he has to cut it down, he still gets paid for the loss. Now, v'im ha'ilan kadam, if the tree was there first, lo yakots, then you don't cut it down because he had the right to plant the tree, and the person came along and do the bor, that's his problem. Suf exek kadam and suf exek kadam, if it's a doubt which one was first, lo yakots, so we mean sheva al tasa, we don't cut it down. Now, even though we did see in Mishnah Zion that there you cut it down in any event, regardless of which one was first, but that was because we were dealing with the other party was the public. For the public, we always cut it down. But because one person's potential damage versus the other person's damage of losing the tree, there's no reason to prefer one over the other. And therefore, if it's a suffix, we just let it be. Comes along Rabbi Yossi, and this is the same opinion as Rabbi Yossi in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afal pi she'abor kadam le'ilan, even if the boar was there before the ilan, and he subsequently planted the tree, lo yakots, you should not cut down the tree, she'zechover b'soch shalo, v'zenotea b'soch shalo, because this man is digging in his property, and this man is planting in his property. And since the damage, as we mentioned before, is not immediate, Rabbi Yossi did not believe that the person who's will in the future cause damage is obligated to distance himself. If the other person wants, he can distance himself.